This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
That is Sloan from the East Coast coming up with a big one, Magical Thinking, from their brand new record. Sounds like it came out yesterday. Amazing. That was 2022's Steady, and they have received 9 Juno nominations. They've won 1, and they've released 13 full-length albums. Originally from Halifax, Nova Scotia, they live in Toronto now, and they are wonderful people. Music coming up from a band that mixes a lot of stuff together. Hip-hop, reggae, pop, all of that, ska even, and it's an incredible little alternative band called Street Pharmacy. They're from Welland, Ontario, led by Ryan Guay, and I can't wait to see what they do with their career, because they are such a great live band and such a great band on record. Here is Pony Boy, brand new stuff from Street Pharmacy on the Jukebox.
Don't want to obey. Breaking through no barriers and throwing it all away. never good stays the same. Don't blame the good, you shouldn't fight the wave. Nah, pull some punches or hit you in the face. Knock you out cold, easy picking for the chase. So where the drowning in a fountain or a lake, the breath you should have taken is the other good to say. Psycho pony boy, psycho for me pony boy, psycho for me pony boy. You never let me down, you never let me down. All this time you stay too much.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Like a ring, like a diamond ring, token of true love.
music from one of the most political bands of our time. You couldn't see it coming. I couldn't. That's the Chicks with There's Your Trouble from their album Wide Open Spaces, released in 1998. Formerly known as the Dixie Chicks, all of a sudden they had a huge voice and wanted to speak out against things that they thought were not cool, injustices in the world. And they are one of those brave acts that have really stood the test of time. Love the Chicks. I love saying that too. Anyways, I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host of The Jukebox. We've got some brand new music coming up from Stella Panacci, a song called Carry On. She is an incredible singer-songwriter from here in the Big Smoke, which is what we call Toronto. And she's been at open stages and hosted open stages and bartended at places that I've played at and vice versa. I've just seen her throughout the entire scene for such a long time, and she's lovely. I hope you enjoy Carry On. Before that, let's get to Dig a Wolf, another dude who has been at open stages. When I ran the open stage door, Keogh Irish Pub on the Danforth, he would pop in once in a while. He is a Juno-nominated writer and performer and artist. He's got a gruff voice. It reminds me a little bit of Tom Waits, but even harsher. It's pretty incredible. From Yellowknife, here's Dig a Wolf with Yellowstone on the Jukebox.
my soul. And I'm forever yours. And I will dream a thousand moons to have that walk with you.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
Oh,
Clay Carter with On the Low. Julian Taylor here, and this is The Jukebox. I'm your host. Thanks for tuning into the show. I really do appreciate it. Each and every week, we strive to bring you the best of the music that we think is the best of the music that we think. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but what I'm trying to say is that music isn't the best. It's just relative. And what we listen to and what we hear is stuff that really moves us, and we want to share that with you. And that's the point I'm trying to make. So thanks for tuning in to our station partners, to our sponsors, and of course, you, the listeners. We are always here. If you have requests, please send them to Julian Taylor's Jukebox on socials, and we will try to get to them. Usually we do, because we want to make sure that you're happy listening to the show. And I hope that you are. Until next week, here is our last song. That was Clay Carter with On the Low. And guess who is back? It is Brittany Howard with History Repeats, right here on The Jukebox.
Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Domingos, 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Chango.
90.1 FM. Yuca Stereo. Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As a linguistics researcher, Ian Chu of South Korea is often asked to travel for research and conferences. But when he learned that taking one flight could cause more carbon pollution than the average citizen of Uganda emits in a year, he was appalled.
That was a big shock for me.
He decided to reduce his air travel. While he was a visiting researcher in the Netherlands, he attended 4 conferences.
For all of those conferences, I took the train.
But he says sometimes flying is the only option, and travel is critical for his research. For example, when he must go where a specific language is spoken. In those situations, he looks for a direct flight. Dan Rutherford of the International Council on Clean Transportation says direct flights tend to emit less carbon pollution, and not only because they often go a shorter distance.
Aircraft tend to burn a disproportionate amount of fuel and therefore emit more CO2 during the landing and takeoff phase of flight.
So Chu says even if he has to pay more to fly direct, it's important to him to make that choice.
So it's like lessening the guilt that is produced by flying this often compared to the average person on Earth.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.